Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
You know, Hammer, I was very, very scared Friday night. I mean, spine tingling, hair on the back of my neck. I was shaking. I was so scared because the government had shut down for a couple of hours.
My God.
That is until they passed the $1.2 trillion spending bill that the House GOP helped pass. So we were shut down for a couple of hours, but then good news is they got the omnibus passed. So I was scared there. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? What are we? Because it was shut down for a couple of hours late Friday night, Hammer.
Narrator.
But those were the best 2 hours we've had in a long time.
Because there's a line in the movie Coming to America from 1986, I believe it was. Eddie Murphy starring as the Prince of Zamunda.
Yes.
He takes away Arsenio Hall's money and says, if you have no more money, you can cause no more mischief.
Right.
That's where I'm at with the government. If you're shut down, you can't cause any more mischief. But then they pass this $1.2 trillion government omnibus, and this thing sucks. It's one of those deals where you see the headline, money to keep the government open, and everybody feels good. But then you read what's actually in the bill, and this thing is atrocious. And the House Republicans, they own this thing. They helped pass this. We talked about this earlier with Guy Relford. Inside this omnibus, red flag laws that are ran by the Biden DOJ.
Yeah.
I mean, like
we already have state red flag laws. Now the feds are getting involved in these red flag laws.
Biden's Department of Justice. How do you think that's going to go? This $1.2 trillion government spending bill that, again, the Republicans helped pass, it funds abortion clinics. It funds hormone therapy to aid in the mutilation of kids. It funds a new FBI headquarters. It funds more programs for illegal aliens. It was 1,012 pages, and not a single person read this thing.
Is there anything about the border? I heard you mention illegal aliens. I'm assuming there's got to be stuff about securing the southern border.
You'd think, right? You'd think. But very, very, very little. It also allows the Biden administration to continue these illegal flights going to over 40 airports around the country.
When you say illegal, they're flying illegals from Mexico and Latin America into this country.
Right.
Yeah.
And that itself is illegal. You can't just fly in people, drop them off, and say, congratulations, welcome to the United States. You guys are all citizens now. Make a run for it. Tax dollars are being used for that. This is the crap that Speaker Mike Johnson and a number of the Republicans said, sign me up for. Even though it's over 1,000 pages and nobody has read more than one line of this thing, sounds good to me. This thing stinks. And you know who else thinks it stinks? The Freedom Caucus plus one.
Really?
So the Freedom Caucus.
Of course the Freedom Caucus, yeah.
But Tennessee Representative Tim Burkett, he's one of the few House Republicans, along with the Freedom Caucus members, calling out some of these weak, wishy-washy Republicans who keep voting for this crap. Now, I'm going to play you a soundbite.
All right.
I love what he says here, and he's 100% right, but also take a drink every time he says, dadgummit.
You're seeing the beginning of the end for the United States of America, and I stand with these wonderful men and women on this day, and I stand with pride because they are doing, dadgummit, they're doing the right thing. We've got to make a stand. We've got to take our country back. Dadgummit, if you don't like the people in office, vote their asses out. I don't care if you play golf with them. I don't care if you go to church with them. Get them out of here. They are ruining your country. Don't let them come home and throw you the red meat and say, oh, I'm voting against this. I'm voting against that. That's a bunch of garbage. They are selling your country out for the Uniparty, for these national chambers of commerce that wreck every dadgum thing. Look, they want somebody on your roof that doesn't speak the language, that is not from this country, that is not here legally. Because you know what happens when they fall off? They kick their ass out. They throw them to the curb. They're in the emergency room. You and I are paying for their health care, and they don't give a damn about them one bit. And that's what these national chambers of commerce, that's what the Uniparty is. Write that in your dadgum newspapers.
There we go.
We've got to take our country back.
That was fire.
Yes. In between dadgummits, that was pure fire. 100%. Like, I thought that was Bobby Bowden, like, back from the dead, you know, speaking, former Florida State head coach, because he was a big dadgummit guy.
Great moments in dadgummit history.